4. Memory, asking questions and output formats. Can ChatGPT remember previous conversations? Can ChatGPT remember previous conversations? OpenAI started testing a new feature called Memory, which allows ChatGPT to remember your past chats in order to make future conversations more personalized, helpful, and tailored to your preferences. And Memory is now available for free, no additional cost, for all ChatGPT Free, Plus, Team, and Enterprise users. It's not yet available through the API, though, if you are looking to integrate ChatGPT Memory into your product or application. Memory is really handy for things like your personal preferences. For example, maybe you're a vegetarian, and you want ChatGPT to remember that every time you ask for a recipe or meal plan. Or maybe you're using ChatGPT for content creation, and you want ChatGPT to remember a specific writing style based on analyzing your previous posts. In short, you can think of memory just like our own memory. We remember our friends' names, what they like, what they don't like, and ChatGPT can do the same. In this section, you will see where to find ChatGPT's memory, how to use it, how to add things to the memory, how to edit the memory, and how to clear the memory. So first, let's go to ChatGPT and log in. Then, in the upper right-hand corner, click your profile, click Settings, and then click Personalization. Here, you want to make sure Memory is toggled on. Just like we talked about, Memory allows ChatGPT to be more helpful as you chat, picking up on important details and preferences to tailor its answers to you. So first, make sure this is on. It should be green like this. Then, when you click Manage, you will actually see all of the different pieces of information stored in ChatGPT's memory. We're going to dive into that in a bit, but first, let's try out this memory feature. Now, part of this might be incorrect, because you might test a lot of different prompts, and sometimes things get added to memory that aren't accurate. So let's say, remove from memory, I am not involved with luxury romantic getaways or children's books. ChatGPT response. Memory updated. This is a direct link to manage memory, so you don't have to click a bunch of times to open it. Now, let's say I want to teach ChatGPT how to sound a certain way, how to write in a specific style, which is really useful if you are a student in school, a journalist, a content creator using AI to facilitate creation. Let's open a new chat. And in this prompt, I'm going to tell ChatGPT to read and analyze two newsletters. Tell ChatGPT to analyze the voice, tone, and writing style, because I'm going to ask ChatGPT to emulate it in future prompts. You can replace these two links here with your own blog posts, or remove this altogether and paste in something you've previously written. Now I want to tell ChatGPT to remember my writing style. Add this to memory. This is my preferred writing style. ChatGPT response. Memory updated. And again, let's click Manage Memories to see it. This is the new one that we just added. This is the one that we added previously in this video. And what you can do here is manage all of these pieces of memory. ChatGPT will try to automatically identify pieces of information that it thinks are your preferences and add it to memory. But sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes you don't want those pieces of information added to memory. You might try a lot of stuff out and may not necessarily want it added to memory. Here, for example, I wouldn't want this in memory, so you can go ahead and delete the things that you feel are not relevant. I recommend you do this on a regular basis, just to check that ChatGPT is learning all of your preferences correctly. ChatGPT is now trained to automatically try and identify key pieces of information and automatically add it to your memory, but sometimes it gets it wrong. So that's why I recommend to manage your memory, see what pieces of information ChatGPT has added, and clean it up by clicking Forget for pieces of information that are not relevant to you. And you can go ahead and clear this memory entirely. So, if you click Clear ChatGPT's memory, it's going to remove all. Let's say you want to start from scratch. Start from a blank slate. The key thing is that you're in control of all of this data. So if ChatGPT is automatically adding private or sensitive information that you don't want stored in its memory, go to the memory and remove it there. Overall, the new memory feature makes ChatGPT much more personalized and helpful because you don't have to teach it your preferences in every single conversation. So, highly recommend using it, getting familiar with it, and whenever you see something like memory updated, just go ahead and hover over that to see what ChatGPT has added to the memory and manage your memories on a somewhat regular basis, just to check that it contains accurate preferences. Freight broker and carrier examples. Memory. Freight broker. Tell ChatGPT, remember that I prefer working with carriers who have a safety rating of satisfactory or better. Then, when you ask for carrier recommendations, it will automatically filter based on this preference. Remember that I primarily ship produce requiring refrigerated trailers. Remember that my preferred payment terms are net 30. Remember that my company uses Truck Stop Load Board, so you don't have to keep specifying. Remember that ABC Trucking is unreliable, and to avoid using them. Carrier. Tell ChatGPT, remember that my truck is a 53 dry van. Then, when asking about load suitability, it will consider this. Remember that I prefer loads over 800 miles. Remember that I don't operate in California. Remember that my MC number is your MC number. Remember my rate is 25/mile. Can ChatGPT search the internet? Can ChatGPT search the internet? The answer is yes, but with some nuances. ChatGPT has the ability to browse the internet in real time using a feature called Browse with Bing. It basically helps ChatGPT retrieve up-to-date information about various topics. For example, if you ask about today's weather or ask about today's news. Now, the key disadvantage is it uses Microsoft Bing. It's not Google. So, the results can be a little bit worse than using Google directly. Another downside, it's not available through the API yet. So, if you are looking to integrate ChatGPT into your product or application, it does not have access to the internet. You'll need to use another tool for that. The good news is this feature is available to both free and paid users, and it works automatically behind the scenes. So when you ask ChatGPT a question, it automatically decides, should I search the internet to answer this question effectively? You don't have to do anything else. There are no extra steps required. However, you can also instruct ChatGPT explicitly by saying, search the internet. And actually, that's something I like to append to all my prompts. Remember, you can search the internet to retrieve up-to-date information. So first, go ahead and open ChatGPT and make sure you have GPT-4o selected. This is important because the O1 series, O1 Preview and O1 Mini currently do not have access to the internet. What I want to do is illustrate the difference between no internet access and internet access, so you can see very clearly the difference in the quality of answers. So here in ChatGPT, I'm going to ask a generic question. Click Enter. ChatGPT responds without internet access. Now what I'm going to do is submit the exact same prompt, except I'm going to say, search the internet. ChatGPT responds with internet access. Now it's searching the web. You can see the steps it's taking here. It found all of these relevant sources, analyzed these sources, and then answered my question. This is a really great illustration of the difference between no internet access, up here, in which case it's using the knowledge it has up to a certain date and time, which is called the knowledge cutoff. And now here, when I say, search the internet, ChatGPT is using Browse with Bing. This is one reason why I like to add to the end of every prompt, remember to search the internet for up-to-date information, because the quality of the answer is completely different, especially if you are referring to recent topics, recent news. One of my favorite features of searching the internet is that it tells you exactly what the websites are. So, if you want to learn more, you can just go ahead and click the link, and it'll take you to the article where it sourced this information. The main thing here to be aware of, and stay aware of, is this little indication, searched X number of sites. If you see this, that means ChatGPT is searching the internet through Browse with Bing, okay? But if you don't see that, that means ChatGPT is not searching the internet. It's using its knowledge up to its knowledge cutoff for that particular model. So, you can see how real-time internet access makes a huge difference in the quality of answers you get, especially when your queries, your prompts, are referring to things that are more recent and beyond the date of the model's knowledge cutoff. Freight broker and carrier examples. Internet search. Freight broker. Search the internet for the latest FMCSA hours of service regulations. Instead of relying on outdated information, ChatGPT can find the current rules. What is the current national average diesel price? Crucial for fuel surcharge calculations. Find news articles about port congestion on the West Coast to anticipate potential delays. Search for weather advisories affecting trucking routes in the Midwest. Are there any new trucking regulations in California as of date? Carrier. Search for real-time traffic conditions on I-95 North. Find the nearest truck stop with DEF fluid along my route. What are the bridge weight limits for route number in state? Search for news about diesel price trends. Are there any new driver regulations as of date? How do I ask ChatGPT questions effectively? How do you ask ChatGPT questions effectively? In this section, I'll walk through a couple of tips for interacting with ChatGPT to get better, high quality, and more relevant answers. And then I'll also share what I like to add to the end of every prompt to ensure high quality answers every time. Tip 1. Be specific. Tip 2. Provide additional context. Tip 3. Keep it simple and break down questions. Keep it simple and break down multiple questions into one question at a time. The key takeaway here is, don't overload your prompts with too many questions. ChatGPT may get confused about how to prioritize questions or how the questions relate to each other. And so, I recommend breaking down your complex prompt with many questions into separate prompts. One question, another question, another question. Tip 4. Experiment with different phrasings. Experiment with different phrasings. So I definitely encourage you to play around with phrasing, experiment a lot in your conversations with ChatGPT, so you can get a better sense of how it responds to different words. You'll often find that changing just a few words or a few phrases can significantly alter what ChatGPT focuses on in its response and give you higher quality answers. Tip 5. Give continuous feedback. My last tip is something that we've been doing all along, which is giving continuous feedback to ChatGPT. What I mean by that is, if you ask a question and you're not happy with the response, you can ask ChatGPT to clarify further or give additional examples. The key point here is this iterative process helps you fine-tune your conversations with ChatGPT so that you get answers that are more personalized for your needs and what you're looking for. My trick for getting really good answers. My trick for getting really good answers is by letting ChatGPT ask me clarifying questions. As you'll see, what's going to happen is ChatGPT will ask me a bunch of clarifying questions, and this additional context will help ChatGPT produce final answers that are much better, more personalized to me. So, just to recap, this is my simple trick, super simple hack, so you don't have to remember acronyms or frameworks or anything like that. Recap of tips. So, just to recap all the tips we've talked about today. Be specific in your prompt. Provide context, background information, what it is you're trying to achieve. Keep it simple. So, if you have a long prompt with lots of questions, break it down to one question at a time. Experiment with different phrasings. Like, adding or changing even one word can drastically alter ChatGPT's answer. Give continuous feedback. Ask for more examples. Ask ChatGPT to phrase it differently. Ask for more information. My simple trick to get better answers is simply to add this to the end of every prompt. Ask me clarifying questions until you are 95% confident you can complete the task successfully. Take a deep breath and take it step by step. Remember to search the internet to get up to date. Freight broker and carrier examples. Asking questions effectively. Let's illustrate these principles with freight-specific examples. Vague, bad. Find me a truck. Specific, good. Find me a refrigerated truck available for pickup in Chicago, Illinois, on November 25, 2024, going to Miami, Florida, hauling 40,000 pounds of produce. Adding context. Find me a refrigerated truck available for pickup in Chicago, Illinois, on November 25, 2024, going to Miami, Florida, hauling 40,000 pounds of produce. The shipper requires a truck that's less than 5 years old. Ask me any clarifying questions you need. Broken down questions. Instead of, find me a truck, rates, and check weather, try submitting each individually. Vague, bad. What's up with trucking regulations? Specific. What are the latest changes to the FMCS's hours of service regulations as of November 23, 2024? Adding context. Better. What are the latest changes to the FMCS's hours of service regulations as of November 23, 2024, specifically as they relate to team drivers operating in sleeper berths? Ask me any clarifying questions you need. Broken down questions. Instead of, give me hours of service rules, info on ELDs, and list way stations, try submitting each question separately. By being specific, providing context, and allowing ChatGPT to ask clarifying questions, you'll get much more useful and relevant results. Don't be afraid to iterate and refine your prompts. What types of answers can ChatGPT give? What types of answers can ChatGPT give? Many people don't know this, but ChatGPT can actually respond in all different kinds of formats, not just plain text. But let's start with plain text, since that's what we're most familiar with. ChatGPT response. Okay, ChatGPT just gives a text response, you know, it's just text, nothing fancy, no bullet points, no list or anything. But now let's ask, what are effective time management tips? ChatGPT response. Now ChatGPT is responding with a detailed list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on, and then bullet points underneath each of these numbers. And you might have noticed that I didn't even ask for a list explicitly, but ChatGPT decided that this would be the best way to organize its answer. You can be more explicit and ask for a list if you're specifically looking for that. Let's say, list 10 blog post ideas about the new Apple Intelligence. Output a bullet point list. Here we're being really specific that we want a bullet point list, and so that's the answer that ChatGPT gives. Depending on your question, ChatGPT may decide that a list is the best way to answer it, in which case it'll do it automatically without your prompting. But in cases where you already know you want a structured list, simply ask ChatGPT for it. You can say, output a list, output a bullet point list, output a numbered list, output an outline. In addition to plain text and lists, ChatGPT can also output tables. So, let's ask ChatGPT to output a table comparing social media platforms for marketing purposes. ChatGPT response. Without having to specify anything, it decided on this table format with these headers. Platform, audience demographics, content format, best for, key features, and estimated ad cost. And all we asked was to output a table, but ChatGPT made this intelligent determination. Tables are really helpful to visualize comparing different options, to visualize numerical data as well. Now, if you're working with data, common formats you probably work with are JSON and CSV, and you can get both of them from ChatGPT. CSV, you'd usually ask for to be able to import it into Excel or Google Sheets. JSON, you would typically ask for if you are integrating it into some kind of application. You might be using it for API calls or data storage. Another format that ChatGPT can provide is code snippets. And last but not least, ChatGPT also supports Markdown and HTML. So just to recap all the different types of answers ChatGPT can give. We started with plain text, which is what you're probably used to. Then we saw ChatGPT output lists, including numbered lists and bullet point lists. Then we had ChatGPT output tables, which is super useful for comparing across different items. Then we asked ChatGPT to output a CSV, as well as a JSON. We also asked ChatGPT to output code snippets, for example, Python scripts. Finally, we ended with ChatGPT outputting Markdown and HTML for more complex text editing needs, for example, for blog posts and documentation. Freight broker and carrier examples, output formats. Plain text. What is a bill of lading? ChatGPT will provide a textual definition. List. List the top 5 load boards for finding dry van freight. ChatGPT will give a numbered or bulleted list. Table. Create a table comparing the fuel efficiency of a Freightliner Cascadia, a Volvo VNL, and a Kenworth T680. ChatGPT will generate a table with columns for truck model, MPG, etc. CSV. Give me a list of all weigh stations in California, output as a CSV. You can then download this and import it into a spreadsheet. JSON. More advanced. Provide the current FMCSA safety ratings for the following carriers, list of dot numbers, output as JSON. This is useful for integrating with other systems. Code. Write a Python function to calculate the distance between 2 zip codes. Useful for basic mileage calculations. More complex routing would need a dedicated mapping API. Markdown/HTML. Create a simple HTML table showing the pros and cons of using owner-operators versus company drivers. Useful for creating quick reports or web content. By understanding the different output formats, you can tailor your prompts to get the information presented in the most useful way for your specific needs.